Good afternoon, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Noon Market Report. The American Land Board is encouraging land producers to check out their updated ALB shop online. The site features recipe booklets perfect for sharing with new customers when selling lamb locally or attending those local events. Each of the booklets has a theme to help consumers cook delicious cuts of American lamb at home. In addition to the free booklets, the ALB store offers several swag items that can be purchased. Items such as grocery bags, mugs, and aprons can be purchased and used as prizes or to dress your team into ALB's hats and sweatshirts. Now, speaking of the lamb and sheep events, the Montana Lamb Jam is back by popular demand and will be held in Lewistown this weekend with our very own Colter Brown serving as the event MC. The Saturday event for that is put on by the Montana Wool Growers and kicks off at 1 p.m. in the Grand Hall Eagles Club. Along with the opportunity to taste delicious lamb from a handful of Montana's top chefs that attendees will vote on for the People's Choice Award, there's going to be live music, wool spinning on site by Trudy Brown, and several presentations from area producers. Ticket information and a list of the full details can be found on our website, northernag.net. Of course, other events to note is the Fort Keogh Livestock and Range Research Laboratory celebrating 100 years of ag history today in Custer County. The station's Line 1 Hereford herd has played a big key role in genetic research for Hereford cattle, while another fun fact from the former military fort, it holds a Guinness World Record for the largest natural snowflake ever recorded, measuring 15 inches in diameter.
Searching for high-quality cowboy-kind bulls? Look no further than Treasure Bull Test, April 16th at Western Livestock. These are masculine, deep-middled, and heavy-muscled bulls on solid foundations. Black Angus bulls that are top performers in their herds. Treasure Bull Test offers 110 of these performance-tested bulls April 16th, Western Livestock Auction in Great Falls. Bid online with Northern Livestock Video. The Cowboys and Cowgirls Performance Bull Test. Visit treasurebulltest.com.
You've made the right decision to power your herd with registered Angus bulls. Now claim your competitive edge with Angus Link programs. Last year, premiums averaged $21 per hundredweight, so enroll today in Angus Link's Angus Verified and the Genetic Merit Scorecard to get paid more on sale day. Simply call 816-383-5100. That's 816-383-5100 and ask for Angus Link.
The Public Lands Council and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is hosting their annual D.C. fly-in and legislative conference this week. PLC Director Sigrid Johannes said that meeting will host over 250 producers from across the country and told me anytime congressional members have a chance to hear from their constituents in person, the message is heard just that much more.
There's nothing that makes a bigger impression on congressional offices than when they've got their actual constituents and actual permittees from the West, people who are dealing with these policies day in, day out on the ground. When they hear those stories from you directly, it makes an enormous impact.
The PLC leads off the legislative conference tomorrow and Wednesday and is also followed by NCBA's meeting on Thursday. Well, the Farm Credit Administration's board received a quarterly report on economic issues affecting agriculture and an update on the financial conditions affecting agriculture. They also got the update on the financial condition and performance from the Farm Credit System. They said interest rates remain high after the recent inflation reports came in higher than expected, but rate cuts by the Federal Reserve are possible later this year. Other measures of the economy are favorable, such as low and stable unemployment levels and economic growth. The report unfortunately did report agricultural producers are facing those tightening margins, with cash receipts expected to decline this year and high input costs likely to persist. Full earnings from the Farm Credit System were up compared to the prior year, but provisions for credit losses increased.
Timberline Angus invites you to its annual Bread for Business Bull Sale. With over 75 years in the Angus business, the Calentines can guarantee these cattle will work for you. They're offering 40 hand-picked registered Angus yearling bulls and 40 yearling commercial Angus heifers with custom breeding options available. Join the Calentine family Friday, April 19th at Belt Camp Livestock Feedlot in Manhattan, Montana. Lunch at noon, sale at 1. The sale will be broadcast live on frontierlivesale.com. To view the offering, please visit timberlineangus.com.
Selling your land is the biggest financial decision of your life. Before you think about selling, you need to know how to preserve land equity and save yourself from capital gains tax of up to 30%. A 1031 exchange is the most powerful tool to do that. I'm Zach Robbins, a third-generation Montanan and 1031 specialist. My team will create a strategy that ensures financial security for generations to come. Contact me, Zach Robbins, with Rove Exchange at roveexchange.com.
Well, today was certainly a pivotal day for the cattle futures, and could have meant they could have went lower, they could have went higher, and luckily the traders decided to come away from the weekend with some positivity and push the complex higher, especially after last week's $9 to $14 drop that we saw on some of the contracts. As for the feeder cattle of the May contract today, they added over $4.50, finishing their day above $238.72. August feeders up $4.45 on the day, just right at that $250 mark. For the live cattle futures, they didn't feel the big triple-digit gains, but hey, $2.67 gains on the June contract of the live cattle. That felt pretty good as they now sit at $174.15. August feeders up $2.87 on the day at $171.62. Of course, that comes on the heels when traders pressured market support plane from the April 12th, as many were worried that we're going to turn that market even lower than that, but a solid start after last week's bumpy ride is a good note. Part of that bumpy ride come from the cash cattle markets going 2 to 3 softer on the hoof, anywhere from 182 to 185 on the negotiated cash cattle markets, while the dressed cattle from those sales as well, 2 to 3 lowers themselves, 290 to 295. A big test, though, last week at Stockman's Livestock, as nearly 5,500 head went through the ring for feeder steers and heifers. 5.5 to 6 weight cowboys, anywhere from 325 to 345. 5.5 to 6 weight cowgirls, 278 to 298. For the sheep side of the sales, it was a quiet one at Newell Sheepyards on Thursday, with the coal used topping out at right at $1 per pound, while most of them, 83 to 86 cents, and a good test of the bread used, 210 to 240 a head. Well, we need to take a break, but we're going to come back and wrap up with the grain markets right after this.
The Eaton Charlet bullpens are now open. Home to the largest private treaty sale in the nation, Eaton Charlet sells over 500 homegrown yearling bulls annually. Need two-year-old bulls? We've got those, too. ETN brand bulls are sold in two groups, pick your price and pick your bull. The Eaton program specializes in herd sire caliber bulls with no bidding and no overpaying. Call Eaton Charlet today at 406-584-7520. That's 406-584-7520.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Sadly, the bearishness of the grain markets continued on for the wheat complex today as the winter wheat gave back most of the gains they felt from last week after the USDA's latest WASDE report released on last Thursday shows that they expect to see nearly 700 million bushels of ending wheat stocks, along with some increased export estimates from Russia and Ukraine. That news luckily did not drive the markets lower on Friday for the winter wheat complex, but unfortunately this morning we are seeing a little bit of bearishness as the KC winter wheat of the May, they dropped 6.5, finishing in their day right at 583.25. July KC winter wheat also off 7.25, just under 580. For the Minneapolis spring wheat, the nearby May contract also giving away 6 cents on this Monday at 637. July spring wheat down 6.25, just under 644. Finishing your wheat futures with the May Chicago, they notched nickel losses and put their bid right at 550. On Overlooking row crops, it was Redding found there as well, with the May corn giving away 3.5 cents at 432. July corn down nearly 3 as well, right at 444.5. With your noon market report here on the Northern Ag Network, I'm Mindy Schwab. Have a great rest of your day.